Okay, so every year, usually before Pesach, we spend a week or a few nights preparing for Pesach. So besides the preparation physically and running around and everything else, it's good that you prepare a little bit. Hachana for the Seder, hachana for the Haggadah. Of course, the more a person prepares, the more he appreciates and the more he understands what the Seder and the Haggadah represent. The Pasuk tells us, Lel Shimurim Hu Hashem, Vaitziyam Mi Eretz Mitzrayim. Pasuk of Parshas Boy, that the night of Tesvav Nisan is a Lel Shimurim Hashem. The word Shimurim, watched, Rishayim Taishin Va'oviv Shomar Es Hadova, a washing of waiting, anticipation. The night of anticipation, Hashem waited to take us out of Mitzrayim. There's a fascinating Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer in Perek Lamed Beis. The Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer says, Yitzchak called Esav to prepare the matam, to prepare the tasty food that Yitzchak asked for. And the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer says, Leil Pesach Haya. That happened on the night of Pesach. V'yomaloi, and Yitzchak told Esav, Beni, my son, Zeha Laila, Kol Ha'olam Kuloi Omrim Bo Hallel. On this night, a whole world, everybody says hallel. Down here, Lamata, Shemayim, everybody says hallel. The Oitzrois Tuolim Niftochim Bezehalaiva. And the Oitzrois, really, of Tal, of Du, are open on this night. And the Mefarshim on the Pirkei de Moliez explain that all Oitzrois of Bracha, all the treasures of Bracha in the whole Bria are open on the night of Pesach. And that's why in Shemayim they say Hallel, because that night, Tesvav Nisan, is a night of bracha for the entire Bria. The Perek of Eliezer continues, Rivka said to Yaakov, your children will be redeemed on this night. This will be the night in which your children will be redeemed. The Targum Yonasim brings down, that just like the Gula from Mitzrayim was a night of Tesvav Nisan, so too the Gula Hasida, which we're all waiting for, will also take place Balayla Zeh on this night. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Yud Aleph and Aleph, the Gemara brings down Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Benissan Nigalu, or Benissan Asidin Ligoel. We were redeemed in Nisan from Mitzrayim, and the ultimate Geula will take place in Nisan. Minolon. And the Gemara asks, how do we know that? Omar Kro, Leil Shimurim, Lidairoisom. So Leil Shimurim for all Dairois. It will be for future Dairois also. Leil HaMashumur Oba, this night is watched, is kept misheshes yimei bereshis. And the Marshal writes, l'dayroisom, that misheshes yimei bereshis l'chol dor v'dor adoylam. For every generation, there's a ge'ula that takes place on this night. Whether it's the ultimate ge'ula, whether it's on a lower level, but every generation, every year, on the night of Tesvav Nisan, there's a ge'ula that takes place for every single yid. The kedusha of the night of the Seder is well known in the Sfarim. We said this over many times in the Shulah HaKadosh. The Shulah was makbid not to speak the Varim B'Talim by the Seder. It's a day and night of Kedusha, and one should not waste it with the Varim B'Talim. The Michtav Me'Elior, Me'Elior Nesla writes, and I was looking for this for a while, and it's a Chelek Aleph Amud Kuf Chof Tes. He writes that during World War II, he was in England by himself. His Mishpacha was not with him. And he got a letter, somebody inviting him to come to the Seder, inviting him to spend the Seder with him. And he wrote him back, thank you for the invitation, but I have to refuse your invitation because I'm already set up to spend the Seder by me and have everything prepared. And he ended off just like you can't invite somebody to spend Ne'ilah time Yom Kippur. You can't invite somebody to come to visit you Ne'ilah of Yom Kippur. You can't invite someone to visit you for the night of the Seder. The night of the Seder has such kedusha, like Ne'ilah on Yom Kippur. So writes the Rebbe, so Michtav Me'Elior. We wear a kittel by the Seder. Why do we wear a kittel? Why is the meaning to wear a kittel? It's a well known from the Maral. The Maral says that the reason is because on the night of the Seder, everybody reaches the madrig of a Kohen Gadol, HaNichnas Lufnai V'Lufnim. Every yid reaches the level of a Kohen Gadol, entering the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Lasois is avoidas hakodesh b'yom kippurim, to do the avoida on Yom Kippur. And just as the Kohen Gadol wore white on Yom Kippur, he wore a big day lavon, we wear by the Seder big day lavon. Again, a comparison between the Seder, the night of the Seder, and on Yom Kippur. The Netziv writes something fascinating. It says the Netziv, the reason we wear the kittel is not if people think you shouldn't become a balgaiva, reminds me of Yom HaMisa, so we were a kittel, a person shouldn't get carried away, a person is supposed to be ben chayrin, show off all his wealth, a person might get carried away. It says in a tziv, that's not the reason why we wear a kittel. The reason we wear the kittel is because when a person eats the Korban Pesach, a person eats by the Seder, or the Korban Pesach, he's eating Mishulchan Gavoya. He's eating from the Mizbeach. And therefore, when a person is eating from the Mizbeach, a person has to dress, wears white. And he says a beautiful lashon, V'mkein yeshulecho ha-pesach be'ema uv'yira k'moy b'shas tefila. A person should eat with ema and yira, just like he sits by davening. K'moy b'shas tefila. And one should conduct himself the entire suda like he's sitting in front of a king. When someone sits in front of the king, he doesn't act and behave the same way when he's sitting alone, not in front of the king. We, in the middle of the Seder, divide up Hallel. We say half of Hallel, part of Hallel before eating, then we have the Suda, and then we complete Hallel afterwards. And many reasons are given why. It says in the Tziv, the reason why we divide up Hallel and we eat in the middle of the Suda is to show that the eating itself is a mitzvah and a Hallel, just like the Tehillim that we say. Just like the Prokim that we say of Hallel, the eating itself is a mitzvah, Shvach v'haydol Hashem, and that is itself is part of the Hallel. And then he ends off with a fascinating insight. And he says that when Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, and Hashem made us into an Am Yisrael, Hashem elevated us to the level that even our eating and our drinking is a mitzvah that will bring us to Olam Haba. Hashem elevated us that even the ordinary activities that we do, the Achila v'Shasiya, that itself becomes for us a mitzvah, and that brings us to Olam Haba. We know in the Siman of the Seder we have Shulchan Aruch, a set table, a range table. I know he mentioned this. Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down that the table should be in order. It should be a Shulchan. Shin, Lamed, Ches, Nun. If you rearrange the letters of Shulchan, you got Menachosh. The person speaks Lashon Hara by the table. The person speaks the Vorm B'Tegon by the table. Kas by the table. The Shulchan turns into Menachosh. So, the Mispalo, Shulchan Aruch, the table should be in a proper order. It should remain a Shulchan. Kodesh, and not Chas Hashem, become a Nachosh, but should be Shulchan Aruch. The Altar from Kelim said over, if you would ask a person, what's more important? Jewels, diamonds, or bread and water? What would a person, what's worth more? What would a person answer? Jewels, diamonds, or bread and water? So at first glance, most people would say diamonds. People that have bread and water, most people would say diamonds. Says the Altar from Kelim, it might be more choshev, it might be monetarily worth more, but in reality, a person couldn't live without jewels. A person can live without diamonds. A person can't live without bread and water. So bread and water is more choshev because a person can't live without bread and water. He says the things that we take for granted, that we have every day, those are the most important things that we need. If someone would ask, what's the most important mitzvah in the Torah? What's the most choshev mitzvah in the entire Torah? What would we answer? Start racking our brains for some mitzvah that comes up every so often, some choshev mitzvah. And the Altar from Kelim says, one of the most important mitzvahs is Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Gra made a cheshbin 90 times and mentions in the Torah the inyan of remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim. Remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim is one of the most important mitzvahs. Like the Ramban says that in the Parshas Boy, famous Ramban discusses what we learn from Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kayacha Teva, Kodesh Baruch Hu overrides Teva, Skarva Einish, every lesson of life, the Altar from Kelim says, we can learn from Yetzias Mitzrayim. Skarva Einish, Kodesh Baruch Hu has a cheshbin, exactly how everything worked out, 400 years, 86 years, 210 years, 190, everything with a cheshbin. But there's one important thing you learn. If you want to understand the cheshbin, you have to see the whole picture. You can't jump in the middle and expect to understand the Kodesh Baruch Hu's cheshbin. If you jump in the middle and you miss the beginning, or you miss the end, you can't understand the cheshbin. And Yaakov Galinsky Zatzal said over in the Chofetz Chaim, a little marshal to illustrate this point. There were once two Amaratzim, it sounds like a model we had with Sol and Simcha. Two Amaratzim meet each other. And one Amarat says to the other, you know, I was davening today and I found the most interesting pasuk in davening. The pasuk says, The pasuk says, "Shomer Hashem es kolay havav, Ve'eskel harashoyim. He left out the last word. He says, Shoyman Hashem is kolay havov, ve'eskel harashoyim. Hashem latches over all that he loves, all those he loves, and Hashem latches over the Rishoyim. You see? How could it be Hashem latches over the Rishoyim? And his friend, the other Amor, says to him, you think that's a hard pasuk to understand? Wait till you hear the pasuk that I saw. I had a pasuk that says, Hashem es koi havov, ve'es ko harashoyim yashmid. Hashem destroys all those that he loves and all the Rishoyim. How does Hashem destroy those that he loves? Same pasuk. One left out the last word Yashmid, one left out the first word Shoyman. Says the Chofetz Chaim, if someone comes and he doesn't see the whole picture, you leave out a word in the beginning, you leave out a word at the end, it changes the entire meaning of the pasuk, the entire story, the entire history, everything changes. You learn from Yisus Rayim that we have to understand the whole picture. Now we look back, starting from the Brisbane of Sarin, all the way through, everything is Cheshmin to the second, how it worked out, the amount of years for the Shibur, the amount of years in Mitzrayim, everything works out. But we have to see the whole picture. If someone attempts to see a little bit without seeing the beginning, use that one word in the beginning, or one word at the end, it changes the entire meaning of the pasuk. Now the cover of Pesach, a bacha once came to the stipler, and he said to the stipler, he has no cheshik to learn. What should he do? He has no cheshik to learn. He doesn't have any desire to learn. What should he do? So, to the stipler, not a cheshik to learn, the stipler didn't know what that meant, but he has no cheshik to learn. What should he do? So the stipler asked him, can he learn for 5 minutes? Can he learn for 5 minutes? The bacha said, 5 minutes I can handle. So the stipler told him, 5 minutes is a treasure house. If you can learn for 5 minutes, 5 minutes of Torah is a treasure house. I want you to go on for 5 minutes. And after 5 minutes, I want you to close the sefer, look around, take a break. And then I want you to learn for another 5 minutes afterwards. Learn for another 5 minutes afterwards, it's another treasure. Every 5 minutes that you learn is a treasure, another treasure. By the cover of Pesach, the pasuk says, Ishu fi achoy to chaisu alaseh. Ishu fi achoy. Each man based on what he can eat. Each person was appointed on the Kumra Pesach based on the amount that he can eat. To the disciple, Ishu fi ochel. When it comes to learning, it comes to mitzvahs, Ishu fi ochel. Each person based on his kayach. Not everybody could learn the same. Not everybody is able to accomplish the same. Ishu fi ochel. All HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks is Ishu fi ochel. Each person according to his ability, according to his kayach. And the disciple told the Yaakov Galinsky, I want you to go be mefarsim in yeshivas. That hatzlacha in learning doesn't mean somebody who's mechadish, a big chidushim, somebody who's a big amkan, very deep in learning. Hatzlacha is somebody who can learn a blat gemara, somebody who learns a rashi, somebody who understands a toisvis, that's hatzlacha in learning. Right? So that's a tremendous chizik. Ishu fi achloi. But Baruch Hashem, we're able to come together to learn the tremendous chizik, a blat gemara, a rashi, a toisvis, the tremendous hatzlacha in learning. But come to the Seder, the start off with the simonim, Kadesh Urechatz. I have to be mentioned this kamat every time. Davin Nezer brings down Kadesh Urechatz. B'chayra, it's a little bit out of order. Normally, the washing comes before the Kedusha. Before you make a bracha, you wash your hands. A person who's Tamei has to first cleanse himself, and then he's right for the Kedusha. You don't find the Kedusha first, and then the Urechatz. The pasuk says, Sur Meira, Basay Toiv. First, you turn away from the bed, Urechatz, wash, cleanse yourself, and then it's the Kadesh. And then make yourself Kadesh. Zogt Avnei Nezer, that's true a whole year round. But not tonight. Not the night of the Seder. Because what happened in the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim? We were Mitzrayim. We were Tomei. We sunk down to Nemtes, the 49th level of Tumah. Had we gone to the 50th level, I would have been too late. What did Hashem do? Hashem didn't wait for us to wash ourselves first. To cleanse ourselves first. Fakat. Hashem took us out B'chipazoy. Hashem rushed us out of Mitzrayim. Hashem gave us the Kaddish, the Kedusha first, and once we had the Kedusha, then Urechatz, then we have to wash, we have to cleanse ourselves from the Eitz Sahara that we have. On the night of the Seder, everybody has that Kayach of Kaddish Urechatz. No matter what a person had done, the night of the Seder, there's no Cheshbonis, first I have to cleanse myself, it's Kaddish Urechatz. First comes the Kedusha, and a Meila from the Kedusha, a person has the ability, Urechatz, to cleanse himself. The Halacha is, the halacha is that we don't make kiddush early. even though ordinarily a person make it an early Shabbos, an early Yom Tov, the night of the Seder, we don't make Kiddush early, we wait till it's Vaday Laila outside for the Seder to start. There's an interesting machlokes between the Magen Avraham and the Taz, why that's so. Why we have to wait until it's dark outside for the Seder to start. The Magen Avraham's reason is well known. Magen Avraham's reason is because the Kais of Kiddush is one of the Dalat Kaisais. It's one of the four Kaisais. And the four Kaisais are part of the Mitzvahs HaLaila, and all the Mitzvahs of the Seder have to be done at night. The Gemara Pesachim is a Hekish, just like the Kavner Pesach has to be eaten only at night. So too, Matzah Morah, Magen Avraham learns also Dalat Kaisais has to be done at night. But Megillah, if one makes Kiddush by day, he'll be missing out on the first Kais, because the first Kais is one of the Dalat Kaisais, and has to be drunk at night. The Taz says a very interesting reason. Says the Taz, that's not true. Taz says, Be'emes, Dalat Kaisais. If a person drinks it by day, he'd be Yotze. The reason why he can't make the Kiddush by day is for a totally different reason. It's because of the din of Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda. You're only allowed to make Kiddush in the place where you eat the Suda. You're not allowed to eat the Suda while it's day. The matzah you're not eating today. Matzah and morah have to be eaten at night, the same man as the Korban Pesach. You're not allowed to eat the matzah and morah by day. You can't wash by day. The Suda's halayla you can't have during the day, says the Taz. Making Kiddush too early will be a chisaroin in the din of Kiddush, of Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda. And therefore you can't have the Kais of Kiddush earlier, but rather he has to wait until
the Kiddush has to be in this man.
In this man achi, that's right to eat. Right to eat. Okay. And interesting as far as Magen Avraham and the Taz. Okay. On the Seder plate, we have the Be'er, we have an egg. Okay, different reasons are given for the egg. The Chassam Sofer's reason is well known. Chassam Sofer brings down that Klal Yisrael is compared to an egg. An egg is one of those few foods that the more it's cooked, the more it boils, the harder it becomes. Everyone knows, you cook an egg, you boil an egg, it turns into a hard-boiled egg. It becomes harder. Normally, other foods, when they're cooked, they turn soft. An egg turns hard. Klal Yisrael is the same way. Unfortunately, we went through many tzaras, many golos. We went through many troubles. But the more the goyim cause a tzar, the more the goyim try to test us and challenge us, the harder we become. Klal Yisrael becomes harder. The more their emunah comes out, when they're under stress, when they're under challenges from the goyim. Just like the egg, the longer it's cooked, the harder it becomes. So too, B'nai Yisrael, the harder they cook, so to say, so too they are mechazed themselves. But the pasuk says, "Ken yirbe v'chen yifritz." The more they were oppressed, the more B'nai Yisrael grew. The Bleibel Eger, a grandson of Rabbi Kiva Eger, says over another fascinating reason for the Be'er. He said this over, I think, last year. And that is that we just had the Gemara in Be'er. When the hen lays the egg, what happens? The chick is not there yet. It will develop into a chick. How does the egg develop into a chick? The mother has to sit on the egg, incubate the egg, warm up the egg, and only then does it hatch into a chick. If the hen doesn't sit on the egg, keep it warm, it's never going to hatch. Says in B'leib B'leib, a person comes to the Seder and he says, the Seder, Kedusha, the night of the Seder, Kadesh, Urecha, it's not for me. That's for big tzaddikim. That's for big rabbanim. Me, I'm regular. I can't relate to this kedusha of the night of the Seder. We show him the egg. The Yid, look at that egg. See that egg? It was laid by the hand. There was no chicken inside. It wasn't going to hatch. But by sitting on it, nourishing it, taking care of it, it developed into an afrayach, developed into a chick. So to every person. Person, if he nourishes the Kedusha, he nourishes himself, he takes care of himself spiritually, Ruchnius, every person could grow and could become great. And the night of the Seder is that night where a person has that ability to become great, a person has the ability to become Kaidish, but he has to work on it. He has to nourish, just like the mother has to nourish the egg, a person has to nourish and watch over himself. Yachatz. Come to Yachatz. What's the reason we break the matzah? The reason is that an Ani eats broken bread. Ani eats mad dark like Ani beprusa. An Ani eats broken bread, broken matzah. We break the matzah. Atzvachemayni, poor man's bread. An Ani eats broken bread. That's kind of a valley. Taisus brings down in Parshas Boy, Perikid Beis, Pasuk Ches. It's a remes to Kriyas Yamsuf and a remes to the splitting of the Yarday, which also took place in Chodesh Nisan. A remes that after Gaf Mitzrayim was zaycha to Kriyas Yamsuf. So the Yachatz breaking the matzah is a remes to Kriyas Yamsuf. The Chidah says something very interesting. It says the Chidah, it's a remez that Hashem shortened our Golos Mitzrayim. almost halfway. Originally, it was either 400 years, 430 years. We went in after 210. Come out half. So we break the matzah in half to symbolize, to show that Kodesh Baruch Hu broke our golus in half and took us out of Mitzrayim earlier before this man, before our man was up. Which matzah do we break by yachatz? So everyone's going to say, when I ask you, of course, the middle matzah. Everyone knows the middle matzah. Believe it or not, it's machoikas we're showing them which matzah to break by yachatz. The smag and the rekeach rai to break the top matzah. By yachatz, we break the top matzah. And they give a very logical reason. Now you come to do the mitzvah of yachatz. Chazal masach in yachatz by the Seder. Come to do yachatz. We don't pass over a mitzvah. We break the top matzah. Smag in the rekeach. We, of course, don't follow that shita. We follow the Rosh and the Mordechai, who say to break the middle matzah for yachatz. We break the middle matzah, which is what we do. The Bach comes to defend the Rosh. Shulchayra, the smag, and the rekeach had a good time. Eima avirin ala mitzvahs. Why do we skip over the top matzah? But now we come to do a mitzvah, we use the matzah, whatever's right in front of us. Why do we skip over the top matzah? And the Bach says, because Be'etzem, the mitzvah of the night is not the breaking of the matzah, the mitzvah is achilas matzah. The mitzvah is to eat the matzah. The breaking is not the ikar mitzvah. Midiraisa, the mitzvah is the eating, not the breaking. So we want to save the top matzah for the eating. You need a complete matzah for the bracha of Hamoitzi, you need a whole matzah. So you want to save the whole matzah for the eating itself, which is the ikar mitzvah salayla. So therefore we leave the top matzah for eating. Eimar viren ala mitzvahs on the mitzvah of eating. We say the top matzah for the night, for the eating, and we break the middle matzah. Just an interesting idea to know such a machoikis. Holach ma'anyo, the achola of a son of Ba'ar de Mitzrayim. What does it mean? This is the bread of affliction, the poor man's bread we ate in Mitzrayim. What does it mean, holach ma'anyo? What was the lach ma'anyo, the bread we ate in Mitzrayim? So many learn that even in Mitzrayim, when Bnei Yisrael avodim, they fed the avodim matzahs. Avodim ate matzahs. They didn't give them bread to eat. They weren't able to bake real bread. They ate some kind of a matzah, slave's bread, while they were in Mitzrayim. So we're reminiscing about the lach ma'anyo, the poor man's bread, the bread of affliction we ate in Mitzrayim. The Rashbam learns, holach ma'anyo, the achol avosono, the arad Mitzrayim, refers to the matzah we ate with the Korban Pesach. This is the lach ma'anyo, the matzah that our fathers ate in Mitzrayim when together with the Korban Pesach. So holach ma'anyo would not necessarily mean what we ate in Lavodim, but rather holach ma'anyo is the matzah that we ate together with the Korban Pesach in Mitzrayim. We come to Magid, we uncover the matzahs. Lachem oini, the Gemara dashes, is lachem sh'oni no'ol of the varim habim. Is the matzah which we answer, we say many words. Besides being poor man's bread, we break the matzah, we also uncover the matzahs, it's lachem sh'ani nalov, devarim habi. We end off holach ma'anyo, hashto, avdei, v'shona habo, b'nei chayim. This year we're avodim, and next year we should be b'nei chayim. So, when we say those words, what does it mean, hashto, avdei, now we're avodim? We don't feel like we're avodim. Tiferes Shloima says, hashto, avdei. Now we're avodim to the Yetzer Hara. Now we're avodim. We can't serve Hashem properly. Now we're avodim. And when we do mitzvahs, it's like an eved to a master. How does an eved serve a master? An eved serves a master out of yira, out of fear, not out of love. Hashta avdei. Now we're avodim. We're under the rule of the Yetzer Hara. It's hard to do mitzvahs. We're like avodim, only out of yira. Mispalel. That's now. But l'shana habah. But next year we should be b'nei chayim. We should be free from the Yetzer Hara, and we should be able to serve Hashem like a son to a father, out of Ava, out of love. Hashta Avdei, now we're Avodim, we serve Hashem out of Yira, Lashon HaBa B'nei Chayrin, which means Zaycha, to serve Hashem out of Ava.